Good afternoon. My name is Neil Windless. I haven't done one in probably over a year. But I'm going to keep this one brief. I know a lot of times I say keep it brief, it'd be over 12, 13 minutes. But, you know, I'm really on the thing that's called with the black community. You can't have the community without the man and the woman. But what if certain men of other communities, and I don't like to get on the racism and things like this, what if certain other communities are using the woman de facto and weaponize that woman against you? Did you notice back in the 50s and even before the 50s, let's just say slavery, especially once you got to Reconstruction, for y'all niggas that don't know what that means, when the slaves were freed, you had the highest marriage rate. The Jim Crow laws kicked in. The marriage rate even swelled even more. Don't let me talk about that baby boom in the black community, which ended up kind of somehow fucking us up, because once they started introducing welfare, and the woman kicked the man out the house, and the feminism that came in a little bit before that, these people became, instead of building the community even more what it was supposed to be, post-civil rights, man, as soon as people so-called, and nobody got their civil rights, by the way, we're better than our ancestors, going back post-baby booms. Nobody got their civil rights, but soon as certain rights were given to women in general, white women commandeered the black man's thing to make the black community better, i.e. affirmative action, double minority status. Black women jumped on board. Then they gave them welfare. And I've done this many, many times before. But I'm just trying to catch you slow niggas up that's at the back of the bus. Those women took that welfare. Millions of men were kicked out of the house. I'm not saying all men, black men. A lot of them act like they didn't live there, but they were goose-stepping. That's where the gynocracy really gained its power. Because back to the plantation, they got Master Boston. So what I'm trying to say is, there is a contract. There is a social contract just in humanity, period. But I'm talking black community on a micro scale. The black woman, when they took feminism from the white woman, and when they took the welfare from the white man, those women ripped that contract up. Men stayed married to them. And then once the late 70s and them 80s and them divorces, the crack hit, what we're not noticing through all that shit, the women were in power. 90% now in 2022, this is 2023, 2022, black women do 90%, they initiate the divorces and or the breakup relationships while there's children in tow. So now since the contract is broken, and I know it's hard because a lot of us come from single mothers. We come from single mothers and our mama black. Man, fuck that shit. That contract was ripped. And then if y'all, see, y'all niggas don't like to do history. Y'all don't even want to read to see history. But I know what it is. Black women teach their daughters, for the most part, even since before the feminism and welfare. And that was off the man's orders, different times. The daughter gets the education, the man helps with the farm, and this is how we get ahead. But what happened was, they threw in, like I said, the feminism and the welfare, but we're still moving like we're traditional men, while these bitches, and I'm saying it largely, bitches, is moving modern-wise, but they require a traditional man. Now, granted, they don't want that traditional man when they're young. They want that big black ass dick up in them and coming on it. But when things go, when all these niggas run through them, break their heart, and they fuck so many dudes they can't bond with nobody, now they want a traditional man. the traditional men should be the first ones to turn their back to them. Just like, well, you vote Democrat, vote this, vote Biden, or vote whoever is Democratic. Man, turn your back to them and walk with your feet. The social contract has been broken. The social contract has been ripped. And I'm just telling it straight from my motherfucking dick. Fuck them bitches. And I'm talking about black women. Because I'm talking about what they have done to this community. They've got these zombie-ass black males, and I'm not even calling them black men. You got men that's 60 and up on down to maybe about 39, 40 years old. They fucked up the gene pool, too. Certain places in Tennessee, Memphis, man, there's like 80-something kids, 30-something baby mamas, and three niggas. So don't tell me you're not looking for a retirement plan with a motherfucking traditional black man. The social contract, just for me talking about that, shows it's been ripped. But if you move away, I'm just talking about move to another city or another state, much less another country, or you go get an interracial relationship, or you get a black woman from another country, another culture, you're deemed as coon and a sellout. Why is that? One, they want to shut your voice down. They don't want your voice so loud because it ain't you that they want. There are certain, I'll say, niggas, or even certain cool black dudes, depending on what where that stays that woman and her age and her experience or what she's gone through. She don't want that prospective man to hear that message and look at her and see her for what she is. It's called sweep it under the rug. Nah, man. No, we about to bring this shit out. We about to clean under that bed, and we gonna get that junk all up out of there. And then the other thing is, even if it isn't a man that they're trying to court to, you know, not listen to that, they've got children. They don't want their children to know that the way their mama or the stepdaddies or even some of the weak daddies to know that they've been raised wrong and that they might see the truth. But either way, the social contract's been broken. And I hate to do it. Black woman was talking shit in the late 70s from Phil Donahue all the way to Oprah Winfrey, all the way to Ricky Lake. And I don't like to say it's our turn, but this is our turn. Social media turns something around. These women, they don't, it's not that they want you or this or that. They want you to shut up. They've got children to raise. They're still trying to capitalize off of white zaddy or white man government, and then they don't want those prospective men, if they're more younger or even if they're older and they got a prospective man, and they be like, hey, I was listening to this guy named Neil Winless. Oh, you listening to Neil Winless? Man, fuck that. They're trying to silence your voice because now the social pressure is kicking in. There's not just even passport bros where they're sick of the American culture plus the black woman culture. You've got white men, they've been doing this since they've been aviations and trains and boats. But really, the white men here in America, they're getting their passport. Well, they've been had them, but what now they're doing, they're using them. They've been listening to these brothers and then looking at what's going on in their life. They became passport Joes. They're not bros, but they Joes. And these women is mad. They're feeling it. And see, I'll give other cultures of women that travel the world, they go within the customs just like the men they follow. The black women don't follow the black man. These black women go to Bulgaria, Sicily, Saudi Arabia, getting smacked up, getting arrested. But see, it makes it look bad on the black man, but these black women ain't our women. And they really never were if you read the book, Sister, Daughters of the Trade. But what's going on is, I'm just talking about in the black community in the last 50/60 years, these ain't our women. We can, and now, there's passport pookies. they go to prison and do things overseas, but it's not many of them. Because most black people that travel are black women. Most black men, we go over there, we represent even for the Pookies and Ray Rays here. But either way, it's okay for the black women to get white men or travel overseas to get other men or this or that. Back to the hypocrisy. You can't even interracially date here. They get mad looking at you at Walmart, at the store. You could be in traffic. Then a black woman looking at you, and then she notices you got a white girl, another type of persuasion woman in the vehicle. She mad. So you see why they're kicking back with that. And then they're noticing their sons. They're not doing what mama raised them to do. And a lot of that is mama raised them that way. And he said, I'm not. No, as soon as I get grown, that was probation. I came in birth on probation. And a lot of us, we didn't get it when we end up on real probation or parole. But when the few that do that come out of that, they don't want nothing to do with none of that no more, because it ain't nothing but the plantation. Back to the slave plantation. And then you got niggas like Umar Johnson and Boyce Watkins, once again, Generation X, the worst generation that was being the most racist. And that, look, there's racism and systematic racism. But there's these niggas that's just as racist. Hey, if you look at a white girl or a Mexican woman or an Oriental woman wrong, you got, in my generation, the men and the women will shame you. It's called your mama black. I'm always awesome. So what the fuck that got to do with me and what I'm talking about? But like I said, this is too long. I'm just saying the social contract is broken. The woman want to jump over the fence, get white man. I'm awesome. Go get them. And then certain people, and I used to agree with it, just don't jump back over here. I'm just on some, I'm separating from you niggas and you bitches in the black community. I would rather be around black people that carry their weight in water like my weight in water. Like-minded individuals. I can't fucks around with y'all niggas. Y'all is all scammers, robbers, killers, ratchet. I don't want my children caught up in that because really I've aged out the game. But either way, the social contract is broken. These black women and these simps can be mad as they want. They can rant and rave and look at niggas, and not niggas, when I say niggas, black men, but they're women. And then these same black men that ain't married to no woman, got multiple baby mamas, they're not smiling on pictures when black man was with his lady and they're holding each other with their family, they're smiling. It's a gynocracy, man. Meaning the black women run the black community. When they said they were the backbone, they wasn't all lying when they said that. But y'all niggas is dumb. And then y'all young black women, y'all gonna learn two things. Your mama lied to you, and then the white people lied to you about feminism. And as they say, you gonna need someone. And winter is just about here, if it's not here. The social contract's broken. The black man don't have to house you. He don't have to tent you up. He don't have to take care of your kids. And I know a lot of y'all are noticing that. The black men are getting standards. No, they don't want no baby mama. They don't want no loudmouth bitch. They don't want no fat hoe. They don't want no motherfucking bitch acting like a linebacker, but she little. They don't want that shit. The social contract has been broken. And then I'm going to do another video, maybe down the line. Not sure when. About the social contract in America. I'm just talking about in the microscopic section, what I call the ADOs, black American people. That contract has been broken between the man and the woman. We went through a lot during slavery to endure. We went through a lot. Husbands dying, children's getting fed to the gators. We went through a lot. They died to vote. Or even not to vote, depending on how you look at it. But we stayed married. Our marriages swelled. Soon as we got our so-called civil rights, when the white woman, the white man, well, really the white man, authorized the white woman and the black woman to be double minority status because they were going to give us the affirmative action and certain programs for the black man to work to take care of his family, you black woman signed up with the white woman to get that shit taken from us. You are a traitor. And then you want to blame black men. You want to talk shit from the 70s on now. And then you want to say it's niggas' fault. Yeah, when them guns go pow. No. Y'all set this shit up and the white man was sitting back making money off it. All the way down to music. The social contract has been broken. There, when you guys hit the wall, when these Latin women and these other immigrants start coming through, because they're going to do a wave two of intermixing, because you black women didn't study history, and neither did you simp-ass niggas. This will be the motherfucking third wave of integration of intermixing. You black women are irrelevant. You will not get the welfare. The Latin woman is going to take your place. Kevin Samuels said in a certain thing, the white woman isn't your problem with the black man, it's the Latin woman. You fucking dummies. My name is Neil Woodless. And I'm going to tell you one more time. The social contract's broken, so we don't care about my mama black. Tell that to my mama. 100.